call the June 3rd Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Eddy, please call the roll. Mr. Planning Manager.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan is excused. Commissioner Burkhart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Commissioner Leone.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, just so everybody knows, Commissioner Haley is on the phone, and the way we work that is he will participate in the conversations, but the way we do voting is so fast that by the time he decides to answer and the phone does its thing, we're on to the next item. So the way we work that is Commissioner Haley, if he is opposing something, will yell out. Otherwise, we'll just take his vote as a yes, just so everybody knows that. Okay, with that, we move on to the first agenda item is the approval of the regular meeting minutes of May 20. Any additions or corrections?
Move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. First business item is a public hearing from Croatian Park and its conversion of a grass soccer field into an artificial turf soccer field and an installation of additional lighting. This is a public hearing on the natural resources special exceptions, and the local ordinance requires that those providing testimony on natural resource special exception give that testimony as sworn testimony, and the city attorney will swear you in. So, Mr. Eddy, you've got a meeting notice, a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 3, 2021 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To your public comment regarding an application from Croatian Eagles Soccer Club, Federation of Croatian Societies Incorporated, property owner, for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for properties located at 9100 South 76th Street and 9220 South 76th Street, zoned P1 Park District and C1 Conservancy District, bearing tax key numbers 884-999-5000 and 884-999-6000. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing for grading of approximately 0.05 acres of wetland buffer and 0.19 acres of wetland setback and installation of stormwater facilities west of the turf field for conversion of the existing grass soccer field into a 230-foot by 355-foot artificial turf soccer field and installation of additional lighting. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 15-9.0110, applications for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions, and Section 15-10.0208, special exceptions to natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
Appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Ms. X is the planner on this project, and she'll give you the highlights so we know what we're talking about.
Thank you, Mayor. So this item is both, there is a natural resource special exception currently under consideration as the result of a site plan amendment. So just for context and also because that's part of the item, we will review the site plan as well. The existing condition is a number of grass play fields on the property, which is located located at 9100 to 9140 South 76th Street. The project area is limited to the playfield immediately adjacent to the entrance to the park facility. So this is currently a grass field area. This site will be, the existing turf will be removed, the grass will be removed, and there will be a turf field material laid on top of it to allow for play in wet conditions. So it will extend the soccer season for the club and also allow them to expand their tournament play. It is, however, an existing field and has been used for soccer previously. The grading for this will require impacts to wetland setbacks and buffers and also the addition of a dry stormwater detention pond. The turf basically water filters through the surface of it and drains to a dry stormwater detention basin. So that will be installed immediately west of the soccer field. The existing conditions of the NRPP, there are a number of wetlands on the property and also areas of mature trees. The wetland in question is this little corner here, and the setbacks and buffers are what is being affected, not the wetland itself. So the applicants have requested a grading permit from the DNR and received that approval. The NRSD request is because Franklin regulates the setbacks. They are proposing appropriate mitigation. So the proposed NRPP has a mitigation area here. They have changed the dimension and location of this slightly to kind of flatten it out and move it over so it encroaches less into this play field, and a revised exhibit for that was included in your packet materials. They're also going to have rain garden plants in the dry detention basin, so this is not really an appropriate place for regular grass to grow, so they'll have rain garden plants instead. So it's an improvement, essentially, to some of the existing natural resource facilities on the site. So this is a detail of the impact areas. They will also be impacting an area of mature trees at this time. This impact does not rise to the level that it requires regulation by the City of Franklin. However, included in the packet is information about expansion plans for the future. The applicants are aware that if they do impact trees in the future, that their base calculation will be including this impact. So this was the proposed mitigation detail, which has now been revised, as you can see, to be a little bit smaller, or not smaller, but elongated and off to one side. So the applicants are here to answer any questions. One note, there is a revised resolution for the site plan that has been provided to the commission. The applicants are considering installing additional lighting in future, but that is not part of the current request. So that was deleted from the draft resolution for the site plan. Because this property is zoned P1 parkland, the Parks Plan Commission regulates lighting and can allow for the tall kinds of lights that they would need. We would require screening or that the lighting be prevent encroachment into the neighbors. But that's not part of this approval. So the applicants are here to answer any questions.
Okay. With that, I will open a public hearing. Again, we're going to require a sworn testimony, but is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Come on up, give us your name and address, and then let the city attorney swear you in.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is William Yudusky. My address is 7711 West Stonewood Drive, in beautiful Franklin, Wisconsin. Mr. Mayor and commissioners, my family and I have lived a stone's throw away from Croatian Park for over 14 years now, and our experience with Croatian Park as neighbors has been overwhelmingly positive. The site of the proposed field alteration is plainly visible from my house. So I wanted to voice a few lingering concerns, that I have before the commission this evening. These concerns were not addressed in the plans, at least as far as I could read them. The two concerns are traffic and groundwater. Traffic is an occasional problem around the park already. The plan indicates that the new field will enable the park to host new and larger soccer events, and consequently with the new field, it seems reasonable that both vehicular traffic and pedestrian traffic will increase near the park entrance, which is a very short distance from the main entrance to the Stonewood subdivision. I did not see the ongoing impact of increased traffic addressed in the plan, except for construction traffic. So I would ask the commission to consider means of ensuring the public safety and traffic flow for both pedestrians and vehicular traffic in the vicinity of the park entrance. Our second concern was groundwater buildup. The plan seems to account for surface water flow, but it wasn't clear to me how the plan addressed a potential impact on groundwater. The water table on our side of the neighborhood seems to run close to the surface in places. Some of our neighbors' sump pumps run frequently and regularly. Does the plan address the potential impact of the changes in water flow on groundwater buildup, which could ultimately flood our basement? That's my concern. That's the bottom line. So traffic and groundwater. Again, our experience with Croatian Park has been overwhelmingly positive. We're happy to support and encourage the activities there as much as we can. And we care about what happens at Croatian Park since it impacts our quality of life as their residential neighbors. We especially thank you for preserving and managing the natural areas there. And so we would respectfully request that the commission consider the impact of these plans on traffic and public safety and on groundwater, and that you would implement proactively any remediation for foreseeable issues. Thank you very much.
Well done. Thank you very much. Mr. Simonson.
Good evening. My name is Rich Simonson. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Karma Laboratories.
All right, hold 1 second, Rich.
It's all good.
Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Rich Simonson, Chief Operating Officer at Karma Laboratories, Corporate Headquarters, 9750 South Franklin Drive. So we are the relatively new owners, the organization, the family, to the property immediately to the south of this property. It's about 40 acres. We have intentions in the future of development around a corporate headquarters, and understanding the plans and the entity involved in Croatian Park, we fully support in terms of the impact and the implications to the site that we would own and develop to the south of that, and have no objections to their plan development.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the Commission on the Natural Resources. Marion, can you speak a little bit to the groundwater and the traffic?
I can, and this project was actually delayed somewhat because the applicants did have to update the required stormwater facilities, so stormwater, groundwater, those are related things. And their engineers are here and could possibly address this a little more, bit more technically, but essentially the City of Franklin and the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District require that water be controlled on site. So, and how it is behaves on the site does not negatively impact the groundwater and the watershed. And so they are installing a dry detention basin to control the changes that are resulting from this surface. So this area here, which was not shown on the original site plan but is now, this is a new facility. They're changing the grading to hold water that comes off of this change to the surface here and allow it to soak into the ground. So it's essentially compensating and moving this water here. So they did receive approval of their stormwater plans, and that's been provided to the commission in their packet. So it meets the local requirements surrounding stormwater, and if there's technical questions, their engineer is here to answer that. So,
come on up and have a seat at the table. And Mr. City Attorney. I'm swearing him.
Public hearing.
Oh, it's over. I'm sorry. Pay attention,
Should
Steve.
I swear a minute?
If you want.
I'm Matt Carey, filling in for Tony Zanon tonight. He was the project engineer, Pinnacle Engineering Group, civil engineer on board for the project. We are located at 20725 Watertown Road in Brookfield. I just want to comment on the comments with respect to the groundwater. I asked the gentleman who raised the issue where he lived, and he said to the west of the property. That is basically upstream or upwind of our site. The majority of this site drains to the wetland, which then drains to the east. So any real impacts from this, I don't think, would be felt on an upstream, you know, an upstream area of this soccer field. And then also the water, as Mary alluded to, is being detained, it's being held for a while. So therefore, there's less water being released out of
I think it's...
Yes, thank you very much. With and I don't have much to comment, I guess, with respect to the traffic question. I don't know, I could ask the other gentlemen here if they have any thoughts if there's going to be new traffic or increased traffic with respect to that. So, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. City Engineer, William.
So I guess I would comment that as far as infiltration to the ground, this is an MMSD requirement for all projects. I still contend that it makes absolutely no sense in Franklin where we have clay soils. It's minimal use, but I sincerely doubt that minimal is going to seep into the groundwater. And like you said, I believe it drains to the east. So even if it did get into the groundwater, it would not go towards you. It would go away from you anyway.
Yes, sir. Give us your name and address, please.
Dave Meyer, live at 4728 West Anita Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. Speaking with
Dave, the traffic, give it close to the mic. Thanks. No problem.
Basically, for the traffic, what the AstroTurf field would allow us to do is kind of extend our seasons both in the spring and the fall. It would also allow us to play games in wetter conditions. Typically, it would add to the amount of games we had because we're actually removing the field and replacing the field. So any traffic that we have now, we need to be able to spread it out over a long period of time, or we'd be able to have basically the exact same amount because we're not adding anything to the park itself. Great. Thank you.
Don't go away, Dave, because I got a question for you. Commissioner Leon.
So my question is about the traffic, and I don't think it's something specifically for the applicant, but that's a stretch that I drive about three times a week, and I know the concerns that the resident has, not only for your facility, but during this time of year for the Franklin Little League, as people are traveling southbound, turning left. I haven't seen an accident there, but certainly the potential for accidents. So I don't know if the city engineer can speak to any plans for expansion from that point. It's south of Pute, but maybe by only 100, 200 meters all the way down to Ryan Road.
200 what?
Meters, metric, decile, way more accurate. But you know, again, to alleviate some of the concerns so that there are more turnout lanes and that sort of stuff. And we might not know at this point, I think it's county road, right? So, but any discussion about that? And I would point that to the city engineer if you can answer it.
So I am aware that the county had plans to extend 76th Street from Pute's down to Ryan to match what you see north of Pute's. I understand that for whatever reason they decided to not expand it, but they are doing some rehab where they will, you know, mill and fill, kind of, you know, improve it that way. So, but nothing improves, at least for the next probably 10, 20 years, I would suspect.
Thank
you.
Just to elaborate a little bit, the expansion of 76th Street was originally supposed to be done in two phases. Phase one took you to Margaret. Phase two was supposed to take us in, I think, 2023, 2024, and take us all the way to County Line, okay? Or to Oakwood. But that's on the drawing board. As the city engineer said, we don't know what's going to happen. We understand the traffic issue. It's something that is very much out of our control. But the impetus of additional development that is occurring south of this area may put this on the radar for Milwaukee County again. Okay, so as we see development, and a very good development from the individual sitting right next to you, as we see that 40 acres develop, and we're seeing the development south of Ryan Road going toward Oakwood, there's going to be pressure, okay? It takes development first before that infrastructure will be improved. Unfortunately, it's the cart before the horse. And unfortunately, that's how government works, unfortunately. Okay, so I understand where the dilemmas come in from. It was mentioned from the baseball parks. It's training that occurs at that 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock window. It's something, unfortunately, we're going to have to live with for the time being. I also am aware of that water issue that you guys have on your side. There's that farm field, and the contour of that land in the backyards causes, I think, an unusual run of the surface water up there, okay? And so I think it might be backing off because I think that is higher than some of the backyards. That's my opinion. It's not a professional opinion. And I think, city engineer, we looked at a couple houses that were on that corner a year or two ago, okay? We're hoping that as these other areas develop, that will get remediated and hopefully address those issues. But it's going to take time, unfortunately. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, on the matter of the special exception, is there a motion to recommend approval of the Croatian Eagle Soccer Club Natural Resource Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations?
Motion to approve.
Second.
That'd be Dandrea and Leon. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And we consider Commissioner Haley as an aye, because he didn't say no. Okay, that motion passes. We move on to the site plan. Want to do this again? Don't go away. Tell me about the lighting, Ms. X.
So there is no lighting changes proposed at this time. The applicants did provide information about future expansion plans and improvements to the park that they're currently evaluating and fundraising for so that we could have a discussion about what the requirements would be for that. Lighting would be subject to the approval of Plan Commission and staff's recommendation, should that be something they choose to do, would be that it be screened and have appropriate housings for the lights to mitigate any impacts on the neighborhood. So they showed us where they think that might go on the site plan, but it is not part of this approval. Also, one future expansion item would be to the pavilion and the bocce courts up here. Again, this is not part of the project area today, but this would require an addition of parking. Currently, because this is a like for like, in terms of the dimensions, we didn't require additional parking. And that's sized based on the dimensions of the field. But if they do choose to expand the pavilion, then they would have to address some of their parking. So those two items are shown outside of the project area and not part of the proposal. But overall, this is clearly an improvement to this facility, and it's a pretty straightforward proposal. So the lighting, however, you would definitely get the opportunity to review that here at Plan Commission, should it be proposed.
Okay, good. Thanks. If I can just offer you a suggestion, the new lights that Ballpark Commons put at Franklin Field on the new baseball field, tremendous. No glare, no extra spill. They go where they're aimed. But call me. I can get you the name of the people to talk to.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions? Mr. City Engineer.
Just a comment that any sort of issue that might require additional parking, that's strongly recommended. I have seen parking on 76th Street. Have not heard any complaints about that location, of the locations park on 76th. Have not heard a complaint, but I do, it does, at least my feeling, as few times as I pass by there on a weekend, I see people parking there, so I would like to see them off the street.
Anyone else? Okay. Regarding the site plan, is there a motion to adopt a resolution amending the site plan for properties located at 9100 South 76th Street and 9220 South 76th Street to allow for the conversion of an existing grass soccer field in Croatian Park into an artificial turf soccer field and installation of stormwater facilities? Tax keys are listed.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Leon and Dandrea. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Which one are you here for? Okay, let's skip to that. We'll move to D2, garage enhancement, enlargement encroaching into a side yard setback in a prime agricultural zoning district. Mr. Eddie, sorry. You know I'm going to do this to you.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. This is a follow-up to a Board of Zoning Appeals application. The applicant submitted to expand their garage, and in an A2 district, this type of structure can be approved at larger than the average residential accessory structure, which is normally 900 square feet. But because this is an A2 district, you can ask for approval with this as a site plan. The only issue was that it was too close to the property line, to the side lot line, and so the BZBA, I should say, granted approval of a variance to allow them to have the building expansion, the garage expansion, closer to the side lot line than would normally be the case. That was approved in May 19th. That information was included with your packet. This is a simple just site plan amendment just to expand, to permit the expansion of the existing garage.
And we have the chairman of the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. Any questions on this matter? Mr. City Engineer, push your button.
Observation that if you notice, the property to the south has a lot line, actually, I should say a wider right-of-way line. If this property were to ever be developed, this property would also have to extend or pull in that, so it'd give more right-of-way for the 92nd Street. Having said that, so just to kind of give you an idea, 50 feet is the current distance from the garage to the current right-of-way line. If we were to extend the way we want to, it's 34 feet. So, but given the fact that you're expanding to the south instead of to the east, so you're not getting any closer, I think that's fine. So just note, so noted.
Any other questions? With regards to the site plan amendment, is there a motion to adopt the resolution amending the site plan for a property located at 10953 South 92nd Street to allow for the enlargement of an existing garage in the prime agricultural zoning district? Tax keys are listed.
So moved.
Second.
Burkhart and Leon. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Have a very nice day. Thanks.
We move back to a lot division to accommodate the City of Franklin Industrial Park Municipal Sanitary Lift Station. This is item D1. Mr. Eddie, Mr. Planning Manager.
This is also a follow-up to a previous application. The site plan was approved a few months ago. This is now coming back to actually create the 0.47 acre property around the approved site plan area. This requires two provisions, approval of a land division variance for a property that's substandard to the minimum lot area for PDD 7, and then approval of the CSM, or recommendation of approval of the CSM to the Common Council. Staff supports the land division variance. This is not a full use in every sense of the word. This is an essential service. So the requirement for a 1 acre lot for an essential service is not necessary in this case. This is a lift station. It's going to be a lift station. So it can operate within a 0.47 acre property with no trouble at all. So,
questions from the commission? Regarding the certified survey map, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving? Okay, on the land division variance, is there a motion to adopt a resolution conditionally approving a land division variance for two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of lot 1 and 2 in block 6 of the Franklin Industrial Park located in the northwest corner of the southwest quarter and lot 3 in block 6 of the Franklin Industrial Park addition number 1 located in the southwest 1 quarter of the southwest 1 quarter of section 26, township 6 north, range 21 east in the City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, accepting therefrom that park conveyed to the City of Franklin by quitclaim deed recorded in document number 693-4853. This is at 5801 West Franklin Drive.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Dandrea and Leon, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. With regard to the certified survey map, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of Lot 1 and 2 in Block 6 of the Franklin Industrial Park located in the northwest one quarter of the southwest one quarter and Lot 3 in Block 6 of Franklin Industrial Park Edition Number 1 located in the southwest one quarter of the southwest one quarter of Section 26, Township 6 North, Range 21 East in the City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, accepting therefrom that part conveyed to the City of Franklin by quitclaim deed recorded as document 693-4853.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Leon and Dandrea. The hit song team of Leon and Dandrea. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Leon and Dandrea, the hits rolling on. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Their tongue tied.